Shut up and sit down.
Live, raw, unedited. Dr. Devin Dana coming at you from Studio D in Wilmington, Philadelphia Metro. You are listening to the Eat Clean, Think Dirty show. The views expressed here are simply opinions and not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any of your problems. Listen at your own risk.
Dr. Deb.
Hey, Dana.
How are you today?
I'm good.
That's awesome.
I'm eating this amazing vegetable soup.
Oh, my God. It is so freaking good.
Yeah. Hail to the almighty vegetable.
That's right.
Right?
And there's
real
a little
food.
Meat in here, too, but my Lord.
A little bit of turkey, a little bit of organic ground turkey, because that's what we do here. We eat clean and we think dirty.
That's right. How you guys doing out there, clean freaks?
Hope you're doing good. We want to give a shout
and I
out.
I hope you're doing well.
Oh.
I'm an asshole, sorry.
Yes.
Grammar police.
Grammar police. Okay, hope you're doing well. Excuse me.
Wait, why did I just get like the you're a dork voice?
Because that is dorky. Doing well. I mean, It's good. It's cool. You're right. 100%. Well. Let me stop resisting it. So we want to give a shout out to the network that we're on, which is
UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com.
UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com. Yeah.
So, hi guys, thanks for listening over there.
Yeah. So we're talking about love today.
Yeah, I think I'll just be silent. No.
Many ways to talk about love, though. You know, self-love. There's all kinds of things. So I don't want to be too obnoxious eating this soup. So.
Oh yeah. But how can I resist? It's so good. If you hear a little slurpy slurp, that's why.
Okay.
Shut up.
Okay. I just think I felt like...
Did you get tingly?
I got tingly and fuzzy.
That's enough. Feed the trolls, Deb. Feed the trolls.
Okay. So I was invited to give this TED Talk, the second TED Talk on love. And, you know, one would think, and I'm making a joke about it, but one would think this would be really, really easy for me based on what I do, you know, for a living. But I'm finding myself like crawled up in a ball, like, you know, wondering like, oh, my God, like, what do I know about this? What do I know?
I think that's actually kind of fair because you've seen all kinds of relationships in your office, right?
So, yeah.
And there's probably a lot of people who claim that they're in love and it looks a different way than your construct does.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And then all the research involved,
sure.
You know,
and
that kind of
experiences.
Stuff. And personal experiences. So it's like this cluster of, you know, thoughts and ideas and research and all of that going on. And, you know, you're supposed to narrow it down. But how can I narrow it down? I can't narrow it down. I know too much. It's one of those things. And I know that sounds cocky, but. Excuse me.
Nice.
But it's like. You know how sometimes when you know too much about something, it's like it's hard to, you know, kind of narrow something down.
Okay.
So, you know, I guess a working idea is basically, you know, what I've learned, what I know about love and hitting some of the major things. It's not very, you know, narrowed down. It's kind of broad, but there's so much interesting things. And, you know, one of the interesting things that I think is worthy of talking about is language. Okay. And I talk about this in my human sexuality class, but I'm going to talk a little bit about it in this love talk. So we use language, and when we use language, it's in our psychology. It's in our subconscious mind. It's in our, just like when you say something like, you know, oh my God, I'm so stupid. Okay. Like these words are key and
imprinting.
They imprint and they affect our brains. So like when we say things like fall in love, I fell in love. Now I say, you know, I fell in love with you or I'm falling in love with you. But what's interesting is that in our image mind, falling is not a nice thing.
It's a negative.
It's a negative.
Interesting.
You know, ball and chain. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like who wants to think about their lover as a ball and chain?
What does that very offensive. Yeah.
Yeah. Like what does that, you know,
the imagery, the connotation is a negative,
which is like part of linguistics. And with sexuality, it's like dirty words and, you know, a sex drive that needs to be tamed. Okay. Like it's a beast. Okay, so we use this language in our culture that gets into the psychology of individuals. Okay, and then we go into relationships with these types of things.
I think that's really interesting. I think that's actually a really good talk for me for a topic for your talk.
Well, it's that's just going to be a little part of it. Okay?
I think you could make it all the entire thing. I mean, that's
I probably could.
Yeah,
but it's too late now because you know I had to give a topic.
Right. Nice. So yeah, when is this talk?
February 16th.
Okay. So the reason and the topic talk. Is love because yep. it's in the Valentine's Day.
Five speakers. So it's, and they're all, we're all like, you know, pretty intense. And, you know, so there's some other things too, like, you know, the brain circuits, like, you know, when you are in love, like the brain regions that you use cocaine, when you use cocaine, mm-hmm. the same region activates. Okay. And same region activates when you are withdrawing from cocaine. When you're being rejected.
Interesting.
Yeah. So there's some really, really interesting things. Plus our general society and what our society says, you know, like, you know, I'm playing around with like, you know, opening this talk in a certain way, talking about things like, you know, Taylor Swift told me I could have a love story, you know, you know, 50 Cent told me that like, there's a magic stick somewhere out there.
Okay.
Right? I mean, we get these messages and you know, apparently, you know, the Titanic taught me that like there's going to be this like undying love and that like, you know, someone's going to die for me.
Interesting.
That I meet 3 days earlier. And then we're stuck in the ocean. And what was his name?
Jack?
Jack.
Was it Jack?
Jack.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Jack. 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 Are you a dying cat? What the hell?
I'm sorry. That's what it sounded like. You know, that's what it sounded like. So, you know, I think that love is also different for so many different people. You know, I mean, I use the word love regularly. Okay. Like I love
pizza.
Pizza. Okay. I can fall, you know, I'm in love with you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just kind of like there's people when they hear this word love, they're just like, they resist.
Okay.
They put up the walls. They put up the emotional walls. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And at first I wanted to do this talk about that, you know, like why do people, you know, resist? And, you know, there can be, and I think that's actually one of the reasons, you know, obviously is personal experience, but another reason is the language that we put to love. Okay. So we are so deeply rooted in the mind of, and the linguistics and what I was talking about earlier that, you know, where we associate pain with love too. Like it's only going to last a certain period of time. And that's the other thing that I don't like about this too, is that like, there's this idea that like that honeymoon phase, you know, and after that, everything goes downhill. Okay. And that's not true. I mean, it can be true if you let it be true.
Yeah.
But when you have two people that are on the same mindset about love and about building love consistently, that's not true.
Right.
But it takes work.
It does. And they just show up as themselves for each other every day. Like, that's really what it is.
And we meet each other's needs.
Mm-hmm.
So when two people actively meet each other's needs, we're going to have a happy relationship. And I've got to put that in this talk somewhere along the line. But my big thing on this talk, check this out. Love is a state. And you either choose to live in love or you choose not to live in love. Mm-hmm. And I have an exercise that I'm going to have the audience do. I can't tell you here. You'll see the video. But it's a state. You can choose. You can choose to live in love, okay? Or you can choose to live in something else, fear, hatred, anger, those types of things. And I think that that is something that people need to be trained with.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, because most people's initial reaction, and I go here, is fear. What are they doing? Are they getting one over on me? Because these are all, again, messages that are in our society. Men only want one thing. So if a man doesn't call, he's out fucking somebody else, okay? There's that fear, you know, that's associated with that. And that sometimes that is true, but sometimes it's not true.
Right.
So what are your personal experiences with love?
Thanks for putting me on the spot.
I just needed to eat some soup.
You just had a mouthful, so you're just going to throw it over at me. I would say that in my lifetime I had, like, a couple loving relationships for sure, mm-hmm. but there's one that sticks out as like the one. Mm-hmm. And I will admit to probably since then having some walls up, you know, the fear of being hurt like that again, because like that was the biggest heartbreak I've ever experienced.
Were you down for a little bit?
Oh my God. Down. This is the one where my friend babysat me for, days and days and wouldn't let me go anywhere. Wouldn't let me go to work. It was terrible. And I'm not like that, but it was so crushing.
I think we can all go to that place.
Yeah. So I think ever since then I've had my guard up. I know ever since then.
Gotta let love in, girl.
I've had my guard up for sure.
Gotta let love in.
It's like that hurt.
Let love in.
Only if you promise to stop singing.
Here's the thing. There's a risk with every relationship. There's no knowing. There's always a risk. And sometimes oftentimes the benefits outweigh the risk.
Right. I just got lost in some thoughts there. So
I just got lost in a mouthful of soup. I think that love is one of the most powerful emotions that have ever existed from a positive perspective. And I think it's absolutely necessary hormonally, neurochemically, and for just overall happiness and balance in one's life. Now, you can get love met in different ways. It doesn't necessarily have to be from, someone that you're sexually attracted to. Mm-hmm. You can certainly get love from friends.
Yeah, and that's where I go. I have a large friend network, and I am very fulfilled by the relationships there and the love with my daughter. Mm-hmm. That kind of relationship is awesome to me. I have a great family. There's a lot of love in my life. But as far as like the typical man woman relationship for me is I definitely guard it.
Yeah. I'll have to break you with that shit. So how do you cultivate love in life? And I think that, again, one of the ways that you cultivate love is to think loving thoughts, okay? Mm-hmm. I think that's really important. I think surrounding yourself with things that make you happy, people that make you laugh. Animals can certainly, make people feel love. Animals actually raise oxytocin. Just like a human does. So, mm-hmm. for example, if you're cuddling a dog, your oxytocin is actually going up, or cuddling your cat. So, an oxytocin is your love hormone. It's your cuddle chemical. So, So there's all kinds of different things that you can do to cultivate love. I even think like walking in nature, can cultivate a feeling of love. And I say,
I can do that.
Yeah, and again, we use that word, and it's like whenever you say that word, it has a intense meaning to it, but it doesn't have to. You don't have to be scared of the word love. You can, have positive, happy feelings, mm-hmm. When you're with someone or for someone, and that is, as far as I'm concerned, love.
That speaks to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go into a relationship like that. Okay, I think it needs to be communicated about.
Yeah.
And again, I tend to like to have conversations about that kind of stuff, fairly early on, like how do you view love? Like what kinds of things, are you scared of love? Are you resistant to love? And actually opening up that conversation. And sometimes you'll see the resistance right in the conversation.
Well, I was just going to ask you that question. Like how does that go over early on?
Yeah, I'm not talking about the first date.
No, not first date. How many babies do you want?
Baby. What's your name? Matt? Ooh, I want to have your baby. Mike? Ooh. I love you some. I love me some Mike. Some Jack.
Wow.
Some Dan.
You should see her face. Oh, my God. So great. There's my thug.
That's my thug. That's my thug. Yeah, so, you don't want to do it on the first date. Within a few months, or not a few months, but within, a couple of months, a few weeks, something like that. I think especially, I'm 41. I think it's also a good idea to start having conversations in the early beginning. Like, what do you want?
Well, I think that's something that you need to be clear with yourself about.
Absolutely.
Too, before Absolutely. You start having this conversation with other people. Mm-hmm. If you're not, then that's going to be a failed conversation.
Like, what if I want to have a baby?
Right. Right.
You know, at my age, like, we need to have that conversation. And that's not a, that's oftentimes not a fun conversation to have. It's like, you know, date number two, like, y'all have your baby. I'm trying to have a baby. Can I get some sperm?
Are you quoting from a movie?
No.
Or just your head?
My head. Why?
Just wondering where this voice came from.
I know. That's just my, you know, we just got done this Facebook Live. I'm just on it right now. Didn't get any sleep. You know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? So, but, you know, I think that a conversation would be like, look, this is the direction that I'm want to go. And, you know, what direction do you want to go? But
well, people get fair to have that early on because, I mean, if guy doesn't want to have a baby, then you pretty much know that you don't have similar goals.
Yeah. And at my age,
That's important.
Or anyone in their, you know, even later 30s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Early 40s. I mean, yeah, it's possible, but it's not so easy. And there's lots of medical intervention needed later on. So,
so that's
should be clear on that.
Absolutely. And that is, you know, but I think sometimes when people have those conversations, it's like, oh my God, like the fear of intimacy and that kind of stuff. If they have fear of intimacy starts to come in. So, but if that's, you know, what happens, then maybe that person's not right for you.
Right.
You know, because you need to have clear communication. Communication is part of the love process.
Right.
So I'm not giving you any more out there about this talk or about love, because you're just going to have to, you will just have to wait and see.
Can they get tickets?
Yes, they can get tickets if you're in Delaware, or one of the surrounding areas. It's at the Queen.
The Queen Theater on Market Street.
Queen Theater on Market Street.
Wilmington.
And I think tickets are $20 to $50. I guess there's going to be...
It's reasonable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very reasonable. It's February 16th from, I believe, like 5:30 to 7:30, 5 to 7, something like that. So you'll have to check that out. Yeah.
Yeah.
A very small event. This is more of a private event than the other one.
Go, huh?
Yeah. Then the other one that I did, which was like, I think there were 25, 30 speakers, you know, that day was like from 9 to 5.
Wow.
And yeah.
So this is short.
This is nice and short, you know, five speakers.
So it'd make a good maybe date. I mean, would you say?
Yeah.
It would be a nice Valentine's Day date.
Absolutely.
So make an afternoon, an evening of it.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
Have dinner, an evening, go to the talk or go
talking
out
about love. Yeah.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's very cool. I'll come, stag.
That's cool with me. I tend not to invite people that I'll post on Facebook, but I tend not to invite people that I know just because sometimes I get a little nervous.
Do you want me to not go?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm okay. Yeah. I make the cut.
You make the cut. Yes. Okay, so that's it on love. This was a quick podcast and we out. We out.
Yeah. Love.
You know you want more. Find them on Facebook at Eat Clean, Think Dirty, The Podcast, and stalk them on Twitter at Don't Eat Dirty.